After more than 4 hours of running, Bart directed the dogs into a glade of aspen trees which stood in the middle of an otherwise barren countryside. Once they entered a clearing, he pulled back on the leashes and brought the hounds to a halt. "Okay, you guys, I think it's about time for us to take a breather," the young man announced. The five dogs dropped onto their bellies, their tongues dangling out of their mouths as they panted incessantly out of sheer exhaustion. "What would you need to rest for?" Misha muttered under her breath. She glared back at Bart as he stepped off the toboggan and then tied the entire sled to one of the nearby tree trunks using the anchor hook. Toski had rolled over on his side and laid his head on the snow as he tried to regain his breath.
I don't even know why he bothers tying us all up," the young dog gasped. "It's not like we're able to run off or anything."
"I know that I may not have the same strength that I used to," Feras began, also panting heavily, "but I can't remember the last time someone ran me that hard."
Bart gathered up a small carrying bag, which he slung over his shoulder, and started to walk off from the dogs.
"I'll be right back, fellas. Just make sure to stay put," he said to them and stepped out of the clearing.
Toski looked up from where he had rested his head on the ground to watch the young man venture deeper into the glade.
"Where do you think he's going?"
the Eskimo dog asked.
"Probably to scout the countryside ahead of us,"
Lasher answered, not quite as exhausted as the other dogs were.
"I imagine he wants to find the easiest route possible so we have a chance of outrunning the storm."
Toski's ears perked up in apprehension, and he lifted his head off the ground.
"Storm?"
he whimpered. Lasher nodded gravely at the young dog.